This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Right. When we talk about, hey, Olsen and Riley and Money Harris, and we haven't even added Acuna yet, this lineup has shown what it's capable of. But they've not done it. And so when you've not done it consistently for a month and a half now, you know, you start to wonder, you say, okay, well, what's going on? Now, Spencer Strider yesterday took offense to people doubting us. And Big O, can we play that soundbite? Spencer Strider talking about people doubting them. He had his first outing yesterday. Look, I thought he was good, considering the kid hadn't been on the hill in a year, right? April 2024, and he goes 5 innings. But, Mike, he wanted to be clear, like, hey, if you want to doubt us, you can. But this is a grind, and he's right. And this is going to be a long season. And I just think where Spencer's head is, I'm hoping the rest of this team is, oh, let's hear Spencer Strider talk about this, because that is the message I think needs to be sent. Now, it doesn't mean that I have lost faith in this team. I've not lost faith in management. I know Mike yesterday, we kind of went in because it's just frustrating to where this team is right now. And I know we're pointing fingers at, hey, whether it's double A, whether it's other things, decisions that were made a year or two ago that have played into where we are now. But listen, Spencer Strider, and I want you to address this.
So I think we need to do a better job of that, myself included. And, we're not in a great position at the moment, you know, and that's fine. It's early, still in the season, and people want to doubt us, that's great. Bring it on. And if we're going to lose every game for the rest of the season, we're going to do it the right way, and we're going to do it, you know, grinding it out. So that much I can guarantee you.
Now look, I like his edge, and I like the fact he's kind of a little snarky right there as well. He should be. He's upset that, you know, I heard people arguing last night on social media, well, Snit should have took him out sooner. You guys, dude, you can't win if you're Snicker. You know, if they pull him, why'd you pull him? Because in the bullpen, might have done something stupid, right?
Yep.
He tried to roll with. I mean, we get so ridiculous ever since, you know, Steven Strasburg and handling these guys with kick gloves. And I get it. It's his first start since he had the injury. But he looked okay. You know, he was making good decisions. It's just Snicker can't win. But I do love his edge. And I got to give a shout out to Matt Olson, another country heard from. I mean, I've joked around. I think yesterday I called him MVP, most vacuous personality. But he yesterday was basically saying this BS has got to stop, which I know that, look, it doesn't help until the teams start hitting. But the core group, to your point, is the same guy, minus Eddie Rosario. Of course, Ronald Acuna's not here. But this is the same team that batted 276 2 years ago. It's basically the same team. Now, yes, we didn't have Kelnick. Sean Murphy was on that team. He batted 251 that year. You know, Ozzie was killing it, batted 280. The whole team, even Arcia, was batting a robust 264 that year. So it's the core of this group, 2 years ago, was one of the best, if not the greatest, hitting team in the history of the franchise.
Should have won a World Series.
But I do like, I mean, it doesn't change things, but do you like the fact here in basically Olsen saying, racking, fracking, fricking, racking about this, and at least showing some emotion?
Yes, because at some point, you got to hit a tipping point, and you've got to be able to voice that. And guys, they can't take it personal. He's not pointing the finger at anybody. He's just saying, whatever it is you're doing, we got to do it better, including myself. And I love to hear Spencer Strider speak that way. Like, hey, and he's, by the way, he's being very tongue-in-cheek there. If we lose every game, you know, we're going to do it the right way. He knows they're not going to lose every game. But he's telling you, like, screw off. If we lose every game, at least we're going to do it the right way.
Now, what does that mean, by the way? I mean, are you doing the film study? Are you putting the extra work in? Now, again, the pitching has had its issues, but the biggest problem on this team right now is it doesn't hit.
No, it doesn't.
It's not his department, but I get it.
19 strikeouts yesterday. And yesterday is a microcosm of what has happened the entire season. You could go back and look at every series, and I'm going to tell you two things that stand out. Strikeouts, runners left on base. Meaning you strand guys and you're not getting guys home, and then we're striking out in crucial moments that we need to be clutch. And we're not. At this particular juncture in the season, we're just not. So I don't know about you as far as pointing the finger and, oh, is this guy's fault or that guy's fault? Mike and I talked about this yesterday, and we'll bring this up briefly. I do think that if you had to do it all over again, and I don't know, maybe we'll ask AA this, because maybe he's like, hey, I made the decision, or we made the decision and we moved on. But if you had to do it all over again, would you try a little bit harder to get Freddie back? Would you try maybe just a little bit? Or you were so content on, we have our standard of deal, this is what we're going to offer him, and if he doesn't want it, he can go. And Mike, I do think you have that point where you go, man, if I could do it over again, maybe we should have kept it.
Look, I mean, as we said, 23, Olsen was great, but we've also seen Olsen go some ice-cold slumps. I mean, Matt Olsen has had some really brutal stretches with this team, and that's, you know, that's the replacement, and that's the measuring stick. And then when you look at his contract, and you say to yourself, self, along with other contracts that have been doled out, you really got hung up on the 6-year, because think about this. We'd be 3 years left on Freddie's deal right now. Would you feel pretty good about that?
Of course you would.
Yes, based on what Freddie's doing, surrounded by talent in L.A., but still doing what he does, what he did here. And then there's the leadership thing, which we talk about almost every day on the show. Freddie was a guy that maybe rubbed some of the guys the wrong way because he was a hard ass. But sometimes you got to have that guy. Any team, football, basketball, hockey, baseball, you got to have that dude. Freddie was that dude. So at the end of the day, I said it to you yesterday at the end of the show, I put it on social media. I was, you know, dogging out Freddie and his agent. It's Anthopoulos and Terry McGurk in the organization for being cheap on the 6-year. I mean, and at the end of the day, I don't know, Carl, could we have punched through in 23 if Freddie's here? That was a monumental season. But then the pitching ran out. 22, we grinded, and we are on clutch.
Then the hitting
we just have been on clutch. But Freddie is the one constant. He's always been clutch for this team.
Yeah, I don't think, or I don't know if they would have changed their mind. Hindsight's 20/20 always. But when he leaves and then goes to World Series and becomes the World Series MVP and shows you he still got it, and he's playing on a much better team than he had here.
Right.
The players, personnel, he's playing with the best player in baseball in Shohei Ohtani. Betts? I mean, come on. That team is absolutely loaded, and so he's still that guy. But
well, some could say our team, you know, as it's composed, when it's healthy, is a loaded team as well.
It is. But the difference for us is, at least right now, the Dodgers spent all that money, and if they had started this way, everybody would be killing the Dodgers, saying they overspent, they spent the wrong money on the wrong guys. We didn't overspend. We've had this core group together. They're just not performing the way they should. And I think for where we are and what we potentially can be, I'm not ready to give up or any of that. I'm just telling you guys, I'm also going to point the finger and tell you that the mistakes were made and that all of a sudden, you know, now we want to point the finger and say, hey, we shouldn't have done this, that, and the other. I understand the Freddie argument, but that's 3 years removed now.
Right. But I'm just saying, I just feel there's been a lack of clutch. I mean, we get to the 21 World Series because Freddie wins you that series against the Brewers.
He does.
You know, in grand fashion with a home run on Heater. This is a guy who's always been clutch. So I'm just saying, I'm mea culping it because I always thought that at the time, you know, the Braves were doing the right thing. I thought Freddie's agent and Freddie were a little, you know, I don't know, whatever that was. No. Braves screwed it up.
Well, we don't know this, Mike, and it's a great point. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What we don't know is how much communication was really going on, right? Or the Braves like, hey, here's the offer. And Freddie's agent was like, okay, we'll look at it.
Well, did AA say take it or leave it? We're not giving you six. Was that communicated? Because if that's the case, that's stupid.
Well, that's what we're saying. I don't know what the communication was, and I don't know if Freddie's ever talked about it. But either way, this is where we're at. He's not here. We're just simply saying when you get in these situations, you go, man, what are we missing? The point that Mike is making is we're not physically missing Freddie. We're missing what Freddie brought.
Right. There's that X factor again, guys. I say it all the time. You can't quantify it. There's no acronym for it for the stat nerds. It's just that dude, the alpha on the team that you got to have. And I don't know who that dude is on this team.
All right. We're coming back. We got plenty to dive into today. We are glad that you are here listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. We're coming back. Daily Download's on the way. We're going to talk to our man, George Niang, a little bit later on in the show as the Hawks host the Heat Friday night. But when we come back, he's finally giving it up. Finally.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. Our buddy Mike Conti is going to join us. He does Hawks pre, half, and post. Of course, he calls Atlanta United games as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He's on the way in about 15 minutes. We'll talk to him about this playoff matchup with the Miami Heat. But, Mike, we find out today that Lee Corso will retire from ESPN's College Game Day in August. That show began in 1987. And he put out a nice post today and talking about his 40 years of being on that show. The crazy thing is he turns 90 on August 7th. So everybody knows Lee Corso. He puts the headgear on and makes the picks. And listen, we've all been big fans of Lee Corso, and he was right. A hell of a coach in his time. You know, he started in coaching. And so with all of that said, though, I think over the last few years, and a big shout out to his son, Dan Corso, who works here in town and obviously Atlanta mm-hmm. Sports Council. But, Mike, we all kind of felt, or at least I did, hey, maybe it's time to kind of start dwindling this back a little bit. And I think ESPN did, right? They still had him on set, but he wasn't as active and wasn't doing as much. But some people will say, hey, maybe should have walked away, you know, 5-6 years ago. But either way, he is calling it quits.
Yeah, I mean, look, the guy's a treasure, and you saw it. Yeah, I mean, everybody loses their fastball at some point. But, you know, I just hate how just awful people get on social media. I mean, what did Lee Corso come to your house and, like, do donuts in your front yard? I mean, what did he do to you? I mean, the guy provided a lot of entertainment, and for many years, I mean, he was sharp as a tack, and it was great. Going all the way back to the days when it was Craig James on the show.
That's
before,
right.
Before you even got to Kirk Herbstreit. But, yeah, knowing him through his son Dan and many years in my old station 790, we'd have the Thursday night games and they'd be in town. We'd get to have dinner with these guys who just have a ball and just always entertaining. Remember the year that I remember when Georgia Tech played Virginia Tech in Blacksburg and lightning struck his rented car. And Chris is like, what was that? And then you find out, it's like, oh my God, what do I tell Avis? But I mean, just a sweetheart of a guy. And, you know, and for those who don't know, he was roommates with Burt Reynolds at Florida State. And the joke was that Lee used to say, and he used to say at all the banquets he did, because it was part of his standard routine, but it was funny anyway. And Lee said, between Bert's looks and my Cadillac, we were unstoppable. You know, because it was basically 5 out of 7 students were female when Bert was Buddy Reynolds, number 22, along with Lee. Imagine those two as roommates, isn't that something?
Sunshine Scooter was his nickname back then. He did coach for those, you know, most people have grown up and just seen him on game day.
Right.
So you've not realized his history of being at Louisville or
Indiana.
Correct. Northern Illinois. I mean, he played obviously at Florida State. So he has a 28, 30-year career and background in football. But it is going to be a big deal. And Reese Davis, the host of that show, at least since 2015, is talking about him. Everybody's tweeting and at least, you know, putting out social media posts. Herbstreit put out one really heartfelt post. So,
right.
You know, all I can say is, first of all, incredible run. Congratulations to Lee Corso. We always say this. We hope at 90, and
right.
You know, we're still able to do whatever it is that you want to do. And at 90, he's still able to do that. Again, maybe not to the degree that he once did, but who does? I mean, at 90, give me a break. So I love the fact that he's going out, Mike, on his terms. Right?
Right.
He's getting a chance to say, I'm done.
They begin to downsize, you know, his involvement and commitment in the show. But, you know, again, in his heyday, there was nothing like it.
No.
Man, you'd be sitting there live if you were a student or a fan who had a ticket and you were closer watching on TV and waiting to see the prediction with the headset. And so often, so funny when he'd do the bait and switch and he'd have one part of something from one mascot. No! Throws it away and puts the other one on. You know, and some of them, I mean, I'm sorry. Guy with the mascot head, it's just funny. It was, but as we said, probably the right time for Lee. And as you said, everything, just echoing what you said, just a great career.
All right, man. It's Dukes and Bell. Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer. Of course, Day-Day is our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download. All right. Hawks will host the Heat Friday night, 7 o'clock, by the way. 7. All right. I want to remind you guys. So it's an early tip. And I'm telling you guys right now, if you're going to the game, make sure you make your way down there.
Take MARTA. It's smarter.
It is. By the way, last night we saw the Miami Heat beat Chicago. And, Mike, that was ugly. I mean, the first half was like, okay, this is a blowout. But the thing that concerns me, and we'll talk to George Niang about this, Tyler Hero was incredible last night.
Yeah, and that's, you know, part of this. And, I like Billy Donovan. I don't know how much longer he's got in Chicago because that team's going pretty much nowhere. But, yeah, last night, if you didn't see it, Tyler Hero with 38 points. You know, Bam Adebayo, I worry more about the size in the front court.
Sure.
You know, between him because, you know, even though he's not a 7-footer, but he has a lot of athleticism. And, you know, they've just got some dudes. We talked about Khalil Ware. That's at 7-footer. He's a rookie. He's getting better and better, you know, each game. So they'll have some size advantage. I hope that's not too much of an issue for us. But, yeah, I'm a little nervous about this matchup because there were so many things I didn't like in that Magic game. I didn't like the lack of poise.
Mm.
I didn't like seeing, we talked about it earlier, Caris LeVert passing up on open shots. I didn't like Trey's game in the first half, you know? And of course, you know, the meltdown with the refs, we've seen that before.
No doubt. Here is Eric Spoelstra, the Heat's head coach, talking about Hero.
Tyler's a great competitor. We were fighting to get back. I mean, that would have been an absolute steal if we got that game. I mean, if he made the shot, I tell you what, it would have been a whole lot more interesting than those last two possessions. But I mean, he's a great competitor, so he knew he was going to have to bring, you know, a lot to this game. And offensively, he was there pretty much at every level.
They're playing with a lot of swag, too. Right.
And their bench is, you could argue their bench, ours is probably better.
I agree.
You know, I mean, Davion Mitchell was pretty good last night. I think he had 2 threes, had 15. But you could argue our bench is better, deeper. But, you know, cohesion in the half court. I know that I just didn't like the way they played against us after the Jimmy Butler thing. They really just kind of went through us like poop through a goose in that game.
They really did. Here's Hero talking about how they came out strong against the Bulls last night.
I just come out in attack mode. You know, we had a couple days off since the last game we came. We really prepared the last couple days leading up to the night. Myself, my teammates, the coaching staff, we were putting a lot of work, and it paid off. We got one more to go. The job's not done. Just to get into the playoffs, so we got a long way to go.
Do you think, by the way, Nico Harrison, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks, is pounding his chest? See, we're in the playoffs because they beat the Kings last night.
Yeah, you beat a hapless Sacramento Kings team. Yeah,
and they get in. Jason Kidd is their head coach. He talked about their performance.
You know, with set screens with AD and him, and then also I thought the relationship between Clay and D-Live was at a high. They were channel 2-ing him, and so he was being able to get the ball to D-Live, and I thought D-Live did a great job of playmaking. He was unselfish. He didn't look to score. He looked weak and got guys wide open shots.
Yep, so now it's up to them to take on Memphis, so two teams that are, well, kind of like soap operas, right, if we're honest, between the Grizz and Dallas. And then the winner goes on, and you get to take on the Thunder. Good luck with that.
Yeah, both of those games are tomorrow night. Ours is early, 7 o'clock. The Dallas-Memphis game is at 9:30. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Well, it is our Atlanta Braves, guys. Today's an off day. And as we started the show today, I think we need it. But we come back home, Mike, and, you know, this season, and this certainly the schedule is not going to get any easier. I think the comment yesterday was, you know, 19 strikeouts. That's just what jumps out at you. That's not going to happen every night, but we are striking out more than we need to. And as a collective, the team is not hitting like we need to. So at what point, and we keep asking you guys, you can hit us up, 404-726-0929. That's our text line. When's this going to click? And I'm not just talking about for one guy. It's got to click collectively.
We got to play better. There's no secret to that. That's what Matt Olson was saying. You and I were talking about that in the first segment. I mean, sure, we got a lot of games left, but we can't do this blank forever.
Internally, we're going to have to do it, and we're going to have to make it happen. And
That's right.
Yeah, and I said, you know, it's, by the way, stop with the memes of Snicker yawning, okay? You sit through 9 friggin' innings of baseball without yawning, okay?
At his age.
I mean, look, I've always like
modes, Carl.
No, I'm just saying.
But
I'm saying.
I've always been under the impression this is the last year of his contract. He's done after this year. Everybody's telling me that's not the case.
Yeah,
I think they may. If we continue to struggle, that might be the case.
He might drive him to retire.
Yeah, I mean, he might just say, "I've had enough of this." As Danny Glover and every other guy said in every action movie, "I'm getting too old for this blank."
Yeah, I'm just saying. I yawn, and I'm not Snickers' age.
Right.
listen, we're going to get deeper into this. We'll talk more as the show moves along, but we certainly want to discuss this with you today because tomorrow it's back to business, and we got Strider back in the rotation. That's great. The next big thing we're going to do is like acquiring a free agent, and that is getting Ronald Acuña back. Once that happens, I don't want to hear any excuses. I don't want to hear about, well, what when we get this or that guy back. These guys are on their way back, and one has already made it back. Oh, let's get to story number three.
Story number three.
Mike, what did Aaron Rodgers say today on the Pat McAfee show? First time he's appeared anywhere since visiting these teams that he's allegedly linked to.
In short, that he's basically a megalomaniac who loves the attention. No, I'm sorry. That's just my opinion. But what did he actually say?
He's been and has been and will continue to be in my personal life.
Yeah, it's basically he covered a lot of stuff here, but basically he's open, quote, to anything and attached to nothing when it comes to his football future. He did say that he did spend time in Pittsburgh. He made a point to say when he snuck into Pittsburgh, he rented a Chevy Malibu to be discreet, as if anyone gives a flip and you could have just had a driver in a town car and no one would have known either way.
That's true.
You know, I mean, you could have been in an SUV.
Well,
you
here's my thing. At the airport, nobody knew or you still have to pick your car up.
Ooh-ee, they snuck him in. Ooh, crazy. So anyway, he talked about that. One of the more interesting things, in addition to basically saying how he's sick and tired of everybody says they know something about him. Funny how in this last few months, all this blank crap goes around, blank, blank stuff. I haven't said a blank word. There's nothing else to report.
Blanks?
Well, again, when you don't say anything, when you don't do anything, and guys, Carl and I, we got a lot of friends that played in the NFL. You know, you guys all want to retire after the first month, after the season. Everybody's banged up physically.
Beat up.
And then you get through that. okay, and now it's time, because a lot of teams are planning, and I know maybe the world doesn't revolve around you, Aaron, you might believe it does, but I mean, most folks would say it's time. The window now is, what are we doing here? But Aaron's not going to give you that satisfaction because he knows people are loving, he's loving this. He also commented, and this was interesting, we can talk more about this in the fourth and one, but what happened, his last conversation with the Jets, including his conversation with their new head coach, Aaron Glenn, who came over from the Lions.
All right, we're learning a lot simply because Aaron hasn't spoken about any of this, and we're hearing his side of the story. But to say that the door is not closed and that, you know, he's still contemplating, I'll say this. If he's waiting for the perfect situation,
right,
there isn't one. There isn't one right now. The perfect situation, Mike, was Matthew Stafford retiring or being traded,
right,
and him going to L.A. and playing with Sean McVay and that young offense and that young defense. That is done.
Yep. He's saying the money, as you said, money's not a deal. He said he'd play for $10 million for 1 year. Okay. So maybe he wants to free agent it, but then you don't know. Then could be a team that maybe isn't as good as some of the options you have now if some quarterback gets hurt between now and – or does he want to just come in like the cavalry to the rescue in week six? And sit on the sidelines till then doing his Pilates and whatever else.
Good luck with that. We'll see, man. We'll talk
nothing
more
against
about
Pilates,
this.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm with you.
Namaste.
I agree. We'll see what Aaron is going to do ultimately. I think he has to make a decision here sooner before later. All right, when we come back, Mike Conte's going to join us. Expectations for the Heat, Hawks, and also we're going to talk about some needs because the season could be over tomorrow. And if it is, it's time to start talking about where this team's going to go, and we will. On Dukes and Bell.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All Hope you're having a great Thursday. Coming up, 4th and 1, in about 15 minutes, we will break down all the latest going on around the NFL. And as Mike mentioned, Aaron Rodgers speaking for the first time today. Diana Rossini is reporting some things, too, when it comes to the Steelers and Rodgers. We'll get to all of that and what one potential draft pick posted to all NFL teams that might be interested in drafting him. Right now, let's talk to our man, Mike Conte. Of course, he is the pre-half and post-host of our Atlanta Hawks coverage here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and also does, as you many of you know, he does Atlanta United. He is the voice of our Atlanta United. But we want to talk about the Hawks because there's some finality that could happen tomorrow, and the season could be continuing, which we hope. It could be over. But after last night watching Tyler Hero in the Heat, and Mike and I and Mike Conte and Mike Bell, we were just talking amongst ourselves before we came on and said, look, they looked really impressive last night, and you can throw the season series out, right, Mike? I mean, like, what has happened on the regular season tomorrow really does not matter going into this one, does it?
No, I don't think it does. It was 2-2 in the regular season. The two most recent meetings were Miami wins, and both were blowouts. Okay, so that scares you a little bit. I think one or both of those Miami wins came after the trade deadline when they got rid of Jimmy Butler. That scares you a little bit. Although I will admit, and I think you and I were talking about this off the air the other day, I was more afraid to see Chicago, to be totally honest.
Really?
I thought Chicago was on a nice roll. They had some momentum. They had more size in a way that could be harmful to the Hawks with Vucevic being able to get rebounds and also rim protection. Miami is actually a little bit surprising if you look at their season numbers. And I think Adebayo is going to have a huge impact on this game tomorrow. But their season numbers, Miami's good defensively, but they have not been good protecting the rim. They average under 4 blocks per game. They have not been very good on the glass. And I think that's where Orlando really hurt the Hawks when they were making their surges on Tuesday night. The Hawks were just getting killed on the boards. Orlando had a really good strategy. You know, it was anyone but Trey.
Right.
And it worked.
It did.
It worked. I mean, they were trapping Trey. They were doubling him. And no one else was able to kind of carry that offensive load. When you have that happen, you have to pray that you're going to get some offensive rebounds and some second chances, and the Hawks were unable to manufacture that on Tuesday. I think they would have had a harder time against Chicago tomorrow night on the glass than they might against the Miami Heat, but we'll have to see. It's not like the Heat have Hassan Whiteside anymore. Remember him when he'd get like a triple-double with blocks against you? You don't have to worry about him anymore. It's basically Adebayo. I think the matchup is just a teeny bit better for the Hawks against the Heat as opposed to Chicago.
Yeah, they had that nip-tuck game here. We go down there, and they smoked us. They just blew us out. And then I was telling Carl, I mean, they got – everybody knows Bam Adebayo. But, you know, the guy that's interesting to me is – again, he's still pretty raw. Is that Khalil Ware?
Yeah.
You know, who's big, and that gets us back to the argument against what at Magic with the front court size differential.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And he has seized upon the opportunities that have been created in this post-Jimmy Butler Miami world. I mean, he has been very, very good. I've heard some people say today that this is basically going to come down to Tyler Hero, and if he makes 6 3-pointers, this game is probably over. I think it's a little more nuanced than that, but Miami can really hurt you from the three-point line with Hero and then with Duncan Robinson and with Jaime Jaquez. I mean, Jaquez, he can go for 40 if you're having a bad night defensively, and that has been a liability for the Hawks all year. And, Carl, you've seen it as much as I. We watch these guys every night. The Hawks have not been good defending the three-point line all year. Now, sometimes they get lucky, and teams are just cold. Sometimes they get very, very unlucky, and teams go nuclear from the three-point line. But the looks are about the same for the opposition pretty much every night. It's not something that's just going to correct itself in one night with the benefit of one practice today, and Quinn Snyder is going to draw up the magic scheme. The Hawks are going to have to hope that they can at least slow Miami's momentum from the three-point line a little bit. And the other thing the Hawks absolutely have to stop doing, which they did a very poor job of in the first half on Tuesday night, quit putting your opponents on the free throw line. You know, and you knew going into that Orlando game, that was going to be a very, very physical game. You wanted to try to stand up to Orlando physically, but you weren't doing that. You were just fouling them and giving them needless free throws in the first half when they jumped out to that 22-point lead. Holman had a great comment on Tuesday night. We talk about this all the time. Dwayne Farrell You remember Dwayne?
Yes, yes.
First guy I did pre-app and post with. I miss him terribly. 11 years ago, Dwayne was my NBA Sherpa. You know, he was my guide every night. And he said, when a team gets down by 20 points, the amount of energy you have to spend to come back, your tank is empty by the time you get to like midway through the third quarter. And that's what happened to the Hawks. They got down by 22. They cut it all the way down to 3. It felt like the Hawks, at the end of the third quarter on Tuesday night, were going to win that game.
Yes.
And what happened? 41-22 in the fourth quarter, completely out of gas. This all started because the Hawks were needlessly fouling in the first half and allowing Orlando to build that lead. Not something the Hawks can get into tomorrow. They can't fall into that trap.
We're talking to Mike Conte. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Heat Hawks tomorrow, 7 o'clock, by the way. 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another hint, 7:05 tip.
Okay.
Okay, so like usually the home games tip at 7:40.
True.
So keep that in mind if you're going tomorrow. 35 minutes earlier than usual for the tip.
Trey, keep us cool tomorrow. And I say that based on what happened in the game against Orlando. It's imperative that he does. If we're going to have a chance to win, he has to. But you and I both know Mike Bell, if he doesn't get a few calls early.
Yeah, he starts doing his routine. We've seen it, man.
Is he going to start complaining and all of a sudden this becomes part of the drama of the game?
Well, I am going to take a little bit of a contrarian view on this. I actually really liked seeing Trey stand up for his team. I think Trey made a calculated decision. How much time's left on the clock? How much are we down by?
It's over. Yeah.
This thing's a wrap. Let me prove a point.
Or was he ticked off? He got shoved into the stanchion,
that's the point he was proving. Like, yeah. I got pushed into the stanchion. He didn't call anything, so I'm going to take my ball and go home. I like that. I want to see more of that intensity. I want to see members of the Atlanta Hawks standing up for themselves and standing up for each other as a collective. So I actually really had no issue with Trey doing that. It also wasn't an elimination game, to your point, Carl. Now it's a little bit different. And you know the Miami Heat and Eric Spoelstra are probably thinking of ways right now. What are the things we can do?
Annoy him.
To maybe rattle his cage just a little bit.
Well, look what they did 2 years ago. Or is it 2 years ago now? 3 years ago that got us the DeJounte Murray thing when they just double-teamed him up the yin-yang and nobody could make a shot other than DeAndre Hunter in the best of five.
It was the best of seven. Five,
yeah. It felt like it was only five.
Right. It's all blending together now. Yeah, two or three. That was the one where in game five, the Hawks couldn't even get a shot off at the end of the game.
Where DeAndre Hunter fouls out on a phantom foul call. Remember that?
Yeah. Yes, good memory. Yeah, so you're right. Like now the cast has changed a little bit, but the formula is in place. This is one of the most important games of Trae Young's career. This is a legacy game for him as far as this season is concerned. Trae had a fantastic season as a distributor. His scoring numbers went down because he elected to pass the ball more. I love that. I think Trae continues to show more effort on defense. There's nothing he can do to fix being 6 foot 1 inch tall. Like you can't fix that, but you can show more effort. But this is going to be a legacy game for Trae. And this season in particular, because the Hawks are not going to win this game if Trey does not have a 28-10 type of night where he's shooting, you know, I don't know, 7-for-19 from the floor with a lot of free throws. He's got to get to the free throw line a lot too. That was another thing the Magic did really well, but it kind of bottling him up at the perimeter, not making it possible for him to drive. And when he would, they would force him into those floaters that he wasn't making, and he wasn't getting fouled. I need to see Trey have a really super efficient 28 points tomorrow where he's getting to the free throw line a ton. If that happens, I think the Hawks are in good shape.
We're talking to Mike Conte, guys. He'll have the pregame, and then our man, bang, Steve Holman will have the call.
Just for the record, I am not doing tomorrow night's game. Caleb Johnson will be filling in for
me. As I said, Caleb Johnson will have the pregame.
And Caleb will do a terrific job, as he always does. I have Atlanta United. I have to go to Philadelphia. So
he's very busy. A lot of balls in the air. The thing about the game, and I said this to Carl, maybe I'm making a mountain out of a molehill. When you know we talk about Trey, he doesn't have the full complement. We don't have Jalen Johnson. Been arguing with folks on social media that the future is bright. The team is relatively young. But we still have money to spend. But how are we going to spend it? We still, I think, need a rim protector. Are they bringing Capella back? I mean, no, he's gone.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and by the way, would Jalen Johnson have covered the 25 points the other night? Because this is the debate a lot of folks are having. That guys are saying we'd have 50 wins if Jalen Johnson says, well,
no,
said,
that's extreme.
And I said, then is DeAndre Hunter getting traded then?
Possibly not. I mean, we talked about that with Andy and Randy earlier in the week. I don't think the Hunter trade is an automatic if the season plays out in the same way. Although you would also have to look at it as where would Reese Shea's development be if Jalen Johnson was taking a lot of those minutes at the four. So it's a little more complicated than it would seem. As far as the future is concerned for the Hawks, I mean, that's a conversation we'll have either next Monday or after the Cleveland series or if they go even further. I still think you're seeing positive signs of development when you look at Reese Shea. When you look at Daniels, who might be most improved player in the league this year, I think he's got a way better chance to win that than defensive player of the year. Mm-hmm. I think there are elements of Trey's game that have improved this year. They made the second unit much better by bringing in Niang and Mann and Caris LeVert. And I think Quinn is the right guy to maximize this development track. Mm-hmm. But as Nate McMillan used to say, and he is so right, you cannot be a developing team and contend at the same time. It's one or the other.
Right.
So what are you going to do this offseason? And, Mike, you're right. I think the glaring need is like a Jonas Jerebko, Jonas Valanciunas, Nikola Pekovic. Like, you need a very tall, if not mobile, rim protector who can give you a little bit of toughness. The problem is the game really isn't played that way anymore. You want your centers able to, like a Carl Towns, getting out to the three-point line. I understand the game is not played that way anymore, but you have that guy in Onyeka Okongwu. You have that. So where's Ivan Johnson? Like,
that's what I you know, my joke, and I apologize for being a broker, I joked around with Sam Mitchell about it yesterday, but I was like, we need like a Frankenstein. We need like the guy with no vowels in his name, I say it all the time, from Eastern Europe. And there are a couple of those guys out there. You know what I mean? But would you like to go get some big Cro-Magnon to be out there helping a double O?
Be very clear. Whoever that is probably like a 10-minute-per-game player.
Right. Yeah, like a Luke Kornet from the Celtics. Big stiff, but get him out there and be a rim protector. And throw some elbows around like Zaza used to.
Like a Daniel Theis type player.
Yes.
Like you have a need for that. And I think that's something, unfortunately, in a toughness department, the Hawks have lacked that. What did they have in 2021 when they made that conference finals run?
Toughness.
And who brought that? Solomon Hill.
Solo. Yeah.
Solomon Hill. I mean, and it's sometimes it's guys who don't give you a ton of scoring. They're not the stat sheet stuffers like Clark Kellogg likes to call them, but, man, they can give you some intangibles. And Solomon Hill was a big, big part of why the Hawks made that run in 21.
Hey, real quick, while we got Mike here, are they going to bring part of the old trade and moving DeAndre, are they going to bring Caris LeVert back?
I hope so.
I didn't like him. I didn't like him deferring on so many open looks or what I thought were good shots in Orlando the other night.
Yeah, it was a weird game. I mean, remember, they did come back to get to within three. The fourth quarter is a completely different game at that point. I don't put too much on Caris LeVert's decision making on Tuesday. I think he's been a great player. I think he could be one of the better off the bench players in this league. Like, not necessarily a six man of the year type candidate, but someone who could be really, really solid and get you 15 off the bench every night. And he seems to really like being here. And I think that's a big key, too. Like, I always go back to – I was in New Orleans when, like, that Chris Paul Lakers thing happened, and when they brought in Ben Gordon and all those guys who came in from the Lakers, and they
nobody
had a press
wanted to be
conference,
there.
And they all looked like they were in a hostage video. They,
right.
They just looked miserable. And the Hawks made this move. They bring in Niang and Mann and LeVert. They have their press conference, and they all look overjoyed to be here and happy. And I think Caris LeVert has done a terrific job – just blending in and being the good soldier and doing what the Hawks need him to do. And crucially for him, he has stayed healthy, which has been an issue in his career. I think a healthy Caris LeVert, Mike, could be a really big help for the Hawks next year. I hope they keep him.
George Niang is going to join the show, by the way, coming up a little bit later on. So stay tuned for that. Mike Conte, great job. Tomorrow, real quick, I know we're up against it. You talked about hitting the Philly.
Yeah.
We going to get one? I'm talking about Atlanta United.
I wish I knew.
I know.
Yeah.
Where's the beef?
I don't know. I can't figure it out. I think they're really close.
Okay.
I will say that. Like,
okay.
It's funny. They're off to their worst start in club history. They've had worse teams than this. You know, they have had worse teams than this that somehow have had better results. This is a good team that's not getting results. maybe going on the road helps a little. I think they feel a lot of pressure when they play at home to entertain their fans, and maybe getting on the road will help, but boy, Philadelphia has always been
had our number,
especially up there too. And it kills me. I'm from Philadelphia.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
All right, man. Great stuff. Have a great call. Appreciate you stopping by. Hawks Heat tomorrow. We'll be leading up to the start of that game tomorrow here on the show, but it's going to be good. And hopefully we can advance, and then we get a 7-game series. We'll see.
It'd be great for the city if they did.
Mike Conte, thank you so much. It's Dukes and Bell, guys, coming up 4th and 1. Aaron Rodgers speaks, and he had a lot to say today. But he didn't tell us where he's going. But we'll tell you what he said coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.